November 30th, 2001 was a special day in Monroe County, New York. The photo exhibit, Truth, Compassion, and Tolerance, The Journey of Falun Dafa, organized by local Falun Gong practitioners and friends of Falun Gong, and sponsored by the County of Monroe and the Greater Rochester International Airport, opened at 10 a.m. at the airport. This was the first government-sponsored photo exhibit of Falun Dafa in the United States. The exhibit will be on display until January the 4th, 2002. County Executive Jack Doyle cut the ribbon for the exhibit. Monroe County is very pleased to host this unique and moving exhibit at the airport, said Mr. Doyle in his opening remarks.
In 1776, it was founded on the idea of religious freedom as the cornerstone of our democracy, and it continues that way today. And this exhibit demonstrates and shows the basic civil rights remain unfulfilled in a totalitarian state in the year 2001.
Mr. Doyle proclaimed December 2001 to be Truth, Compassion, and Tolerance Month to encourage the community to recognize these principles and local Falun Gong practitioners. He read and presented the proclamation to a local Falun Gong practitioner and to the regional director of the Friends of Falun Gong. More than 50 photos are displayed at the month-long exhibition, documenting the journey of Falun Dafa over the past 9 years. These photos capture the beginning of Falun Dafa's public introduction in 1992 by its founder, Mr. Lee Hongzhi, and its ever-growing popularity as people from all walks of life discovered greater health and spiritual well-being through this traditional Chinese self-cultivation practice. They also offer rare insights into the brutal persecution. Leaders of the totalitarian Chinese regime have done everything in their power to defame and destroy the practice of Falun Dafa since July the 20th, 1999. The exhibit documents how Falun Dafa practitioners, both inside and outside of China, have displayed uncommon courage and inner strength because of their deeper understanding of the principles of truth, compassion, and tolerance. They have been able to withstand this state-sanctioned campaign of terror in a completely peaceful and nonviolent manner. The exhibit also includes samples of the international community's support for Falun Gong and for Falun Gong practitioners, and also the community's condemnation of the evil persecution. One of the guests of honor was Ms. Sandra Frankel, town supervisor of Brighton, who has become a very good friend and a strong supporter. She read the proclamation from the town board proclaiming December 2001 to be Truth, Compassion, and Tolerance Month in Brighton.
Practitioners of Falun Gong in China are very courageous. They are persevering in their practice of something they believe in with sincerity and with a respect for others. At the same time, when they are subjected to police action, to torture, or even death, that's something that people, freedom-loving people around the world, have to speak out against and have to fight to stop, because that's something that we as human beings simply cannot endure and survive.
The town of Greece and the village of Fairport also issued proclamations, but unfortunately were not able to attend due to previous commitments. State Senator Dollinger from 54th District also issued a proclamation. Regional Director of the Friends of Falun Gong, the Reverend Kenneth Brooks, Ph.D., dedicated a special oil painting to raise awareness of the brutal persecution in China. Dr. Brooks is a highly accomplished artist, and his painting is titled Dark Circus 2, symbolizing the perverted power of totalitarianism.
So much of the imagery fit a circus. Essentially, it's over 9 feet long and over 6 feet tall. I started out with a geometric form or basically an ellipse or a circle tipped on its side to contain the design. In that, I made it into a circus ring.
Ms. Mary Eaton from Congresswoman Slaughter's office and Mr. Chris Digert of Amnesty International Rochester chapter attended the ceremony as well. Major local media covered the opening ceremony. A local Falun Gong practitioner spoke at the ceremony, and on behalf of all practitioners, especially those in China, who've lost their freedom and their voices, she expressed heartfelt appreciation to the county, the airport, and others who have offered support and...
We hope that this exhibit will inspire and bring together people in this great community to celebrate peace, health, and hope through global unity and international solidarity. Let us sing along truth, compassion, and tolerance with kindness, virtue, and dignity. Let us sing along with our heart and fill our earth with peace, sincerity, and harmony. Thank you all.
More than 20 practitioners traveled from Toronto the night before to help set up the exhibit, and many others also traveled long hours to celebrate this special event. One family of musicians drove 6 hours from New Jersey and played beautiful music, including a soul-stirring piece called Pudu, which means saving people. A female practitioner from Toronto presented a vocal performance of a piece called Dodu, which means being saved. This piece was composed by Falun Dafa practitioners, and the beautiful music and songs moved many to tears. Rosemary, the owner of the bookstore right across from the exhibit in the airport, was deeply touched by the spirit of Falun Gong practitioners and immediately started to promote the Falun Gong books in her store.
I'm waiting for more of the exercise tapes. I have a feeling this is going to be something people are very interested in. In the things that I've heard in the past in the news, I don't think that I read thoroughly enough to understand the persecution or the viciousness of the attacks against followers. And I don't really understand it because, like most Americans, we take the freedom to pursue religious or spiritual beliefs for granted. And so it's hard for us to have a concept of such a thing, that someone could be persecuted for something like that.
Mr. Terence Slaybaugh, Director of Aviation for Greater Rochester International Airport, extended his support on behalf of the Falun Gong Traveling Exhibition. In a letter, he wrote, "The exhibit, organized by local Falun Gong practitioners, is a unique collection of photographs that demonstrate the courage and inner strength of its practitioners, based on the principles of truth, compassion, and tolerance. The airport has provided a unique venue to showcase this collection to the many travelers and meeters and greeters who frequent the facility. It has also afforded the community an educational opportunity on the spiritual and meditative practices of Falun Gong. I would recommend that this exhibit continue to travel to other airports throughout the United States and Canada."